Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, setting the Advent mood with one of the great hymns for this time of hope in the liturgical year. It's one of Charles Wesley's, who was born exactly 300 years ago. As you know, he was one of the founders of Methodism and wrote literally thousands of hymns, many of which are still a vital part of Christian worship around the world. Hymns like Hark, the Herald Angels Sing, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing, and Love Divine or Love's Excelling, just to name but a few. But also, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, an Advent hymn I'd like to begin this programme with, specifically with the third verse, one I find particularly moving. Now I've set the Advent mood, let's join renowned author and theologian, Jesuit Father Gerald O'Collins, for a seasonal reflection, as he too picks up on the theme of hope, reflecting all the while on Pope Benedict XVI's recent encyclical, Spe Salvi.
Advent is a time when we think about God, about the God who's coming to us. I think a lot about that lovely phrase that recurs in the book of Revelation, God is the God who is, who was, and who is to come. The author of that wonderful last book of the Bible doesn't say the God who is, who was, and who will be. No, the God who is, who was, and who is to come. And that puts a stress on the future, the futurity of God. God is the God who's coming to us. It is encyclical, Saved by Hope. The Holy Father has some lovely reflections about the God who is to come in judgment. And judgment is not a terrifying thing, but it's a thing we can welcome and look forward to. We look forward to the birth of Jesus liturgically, but we also look forward to the last judgment. And God is going to see that justice is done. The world is full of so much injustice and suffering, and yet are we going to forget all that? But no, God is not going to forget all that. God is going to really see that, not in a vindictive way, that justice is done, that the victims have the last word, not the perpetrators of outrages. And I found it marvellous in that section of his encyclical that the Holy Father drew on two great Jewish scholars from Frankfurt, Theodor Adorno and Max Horkheimer, who really didn't come to Christian faith, but they asked the right question. Are the perpetrators going to triumph over the victims? And they said that cannot be. They asked the question, in Jesus we have the answer, that the justice is going to be vindicated and last judgment is something to look forward to with great joy and hope. And I was so pleased to see the Holy Father in his encyclical bringing out that theme about the last judgment. So often we can think of the last judgment as something terrifying, you know, will I go to heaven or hell? No, but he thinks of it as a time when justice will be done and will be seen to be done for everybody. I think Advent also is a time of thinking about justice, but also making a leap of faith like the Blessed Virgin Mary. She couldn't rehearse, practice that scene when Gabriel came to her. There was the question out of the blue, and thank God she answered right. She never practiced that, but she really came through with colours flying. Well, we don't always do that, but let's try to do it. Let's try to imitate her and come through saying yes to God in faith and in hope. I think Advent is a time of welcoming. The Holy Father's produced the encyclical on the 30th of November, and on the 14th of December, the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith works for him. They produce a document on evangelization. And that's a lovely document for Advent too, because they say we have such good news and we should share it with everybody, that Jesus is sheer good news and we shouldn't keep him to ourselves, but let others know about it through our example, but also through our words.
Thanks there to theologian, Jesuit Father Gerald O'Collins, for sharing with us this seasonal reflection. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.